Ellen, why do we reincarnate?
If we can play any game we want to play, and it's perfectly okay to reincarnate. But if I, as I believe who I am, I'm God, God I am, that I'm a divine being, I live in the now, and I live my purity and perfection as a spiritual being. To reincarnate is a game, and it's okay, but it's not my choice.
Ingeborg, why do you reincarnate?
I say I am God, God I am, and there is no reincarnation, because I am everything.
You are always here, past, present, and future.
Yes, or I live in the now.
I see. Good. Okay, Sylvia, why do you reincarnate?
I do not reincarnate because I am all things right now, and as I am all things right now, there is nothing to reincarnate. But if I want to call the game of remembering other dimensions reincarnation, I'm free to do that. But it's just a name I give to a game of believing.
Well, how well do you play the game of reincarnation, of remembering your previous experiences?
How do you mean, how well?
Well, do you remember them like a movie, or do you remember them like the facts and the details of them, or do you just remember a vagueness that your life is immortal and eternal, and you live on
all dimensions right now?
You jumped my word. Okay, you live on all dimensions right now. Could each dimension be considered an incarnation?
Yes.
Is each dimension an incarnation?
Yes.
Why are we saying we are afraid to say, why do we reincarnate?
Because reincarnate means coming back from somewhere to something, or having lived in the past, or living in the future, which is a misnomer, because there is no past and no future, there's only the now. And so I can put my consciousness on the awareness of something else in the now, but I cannot go back, or I cannot go forward, because I'm living in the now always.
What do you think of that, Ellen? Do you think that the dimensions that we live on are in the back or in the forward or whatever? Are they? What are the dimensions we live on?
Well, we always say we are living all dimensions right here, right now. But the moment I...
Why is there a but there?
But when I think of the dimensions, I have the tendency to make a separation of the now. I think of something else, and I put my foot now in. it's quite an interesting game we are playing with the dimensions. But the reincarnation, I believe, is more refers more to die and to come back. That's what we have always been taught, and I think what we still think to die, to play the game of dying, and then take a new body and reincarnate. That's what I think.
Now, do you
basically
think that's a good idea?
That's a game anybody can choose to play.
Was there anything wrong with the game?
No, nothing.
Anything right with the game?
Nothing.
What do you think of that game, Ingeborg?
Well, somebody who likes it and is convinced it is for him. But he cannot show anything.
Well, what do you mean by show anything?
He cannot show me how he comes when he has reincarnated.
Well, you have to reincarnate too, on the same level that he's reincarnating, if he's going to show you anything.
Yes.
And he can't do that.
No.
Because we all have our own levels of moving from dimension to dimension. Now, Ellen, have you ever gone to Mönchengladbach in Germany? Don't shake your head. We got
yes,
a
it device is actually the dimension is a thought, an idea, and so it's true. It's good a good symbol.
Ellen,
for me to.
Did you ever go to Lugano?
Yes, lots.
Now, Ellen, who lives in Lugano?
My family, my children, my grandchildren.
And they are generic, or are they specific? They're specific.
They're specific.
All right. Now, where is Marcello?
Lugano.
What's he doing?
He's sleeping.
No. What's he doing in Lugano?
Okay, he's going to school and he's working in Zurich.
He's going to school and working in Zurich. Is he enjoying himself?
Yes.
Is he a handsome boy?
Yes.
Does he have a lot of girlfriends?
No.
In other words, now he's closed
stable.
Down because his studies are making
right.
demands. Okay. Was that a dimension of his life with all the girls?
Yeah.
Did he die to it?
Yeah. No.
He just went to another dimension.
All right.
I mean, Ellen, do you die to Lugano when you come to Campbell?
No.
Do you die to Mönchengladbach when you come to Lugano?
No.
Well, why are you trying to indicate that you die?
Well, I'm not indicating
this is the term.
Yeah, no, that's a term.
Even symbolically. This is a term that many people have. You don't die.
Yeah.
You just, are you still as much alive here as you were there?
Yes.
Are you still as much alive in when you were here your first time with your lady friends and traveling around the United States?
Right.
Are you doing it right this moment as I talk about it,
think about it? Yeah.
And did you die? Do you have to die to it every time you stop thinking about it?
No.
Even symbolically?
Right. Mm-hmm.
You just go on to another thought.
Yeah.
Reincarnate, what does that mean?
To go over to another thought.
It means to, according to the universal definition, it has to be going to another attitude, another dimension, another thought. Now, because we have played the game here on Earth of apparently dying, does that make it real?
No.
Are we really dead?
No.
Are we ever dead?
No.
Are we ever alive?
Yes. Always.
Oh, we're always alive. Well, when do we become alive?
We are always alive. We are eternally alive.
Well, how do you describe what he says here? Why do we reincarnate? Now, just get off the hook that you don't like it and get on the hook that it's an existence. Now, why do we reincarnate?
Because we make a choice.
Because it's fun.
Right.
Why do you go to one dimension after another?
Because it's fun.
Why do you not go to other dimensions?
Because you don't choose to.
Mm-hmm. You go wherever you want to go.
Right.
Now, do you have to die?
No.
Do you have to symbolically die?
No.
No. Symbolically dying and dying are the same thing.
Yeah.
It means no longer existence. And do you ever have in your life any time where you are no longer in existence, mm-hmm. even if in the billions of years that go on?
Amazing, yes.
That's yeah.
Quite an awareness.
Mm. You see, we are quite something. We are quite something. Mm. We are understanding this unique aspect of our being. And the unique aspect of our being is, do we incarnate or do we reincarnate? Now, either is okay.
What's the difference, reincarnate and incarnate?
You tell me now. Define reincarnation. What does it mean? You die and go to another dimension.
Another body. No. You take another body on.
No. You just move to another dimension. That you leave your body here. You know, Ellen, if your mother is a good housekeeper, after you left, she swept up all your babuda from underneath your bed. All your essence, all your beingness, all of your whoever, and vacuumed it up, you know, and dumped it out in the trash, you know. So, you see, the essence that you leave behind is an essence. And it's just as real as anything else. Why does Sai Baba give the babuda out to people? His own babuda. Mm. Because he wants to give them his essence. Now, that's his incarnation. That's his reincarnation. He wants to reincarnate in each of the people that come to him. Why?
Because he is everyone.
Because he wants them to realize that they are too. They are him and he is they.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what about your grandson?
What about him?
Does he have many incarnations that he's going through already in this lifetime, and he's only, what, 23? How old is Mattia? Massimo?
Marcello.
Marcello, whatever the names are. How old is he?
23.
Four,
five.
All right, so I wasn't far off, was I? Okay. Did you have to be precise?
No.
Could you have said, yeah, around that?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Wouldn't that have been much more pleasant than trying to dig into your mind and say, I guess, I guess, I guess, and I don't even know when I guess?
Mm-hmm.
You see, we are so specific about telling the truth all the time, telling it exactly the way it is, that we miss out on the joy of activities as they take place. Now, did Marcello have 1,000 girlfriends?
Yes.
And when you would count them up, they'd probably come to 8 or 10, you know. But he seemed like 1,000, didn't he? Because he was just in pure delight with them.
Yeah.
Now, what about you? Are you in pure delight?
Yes.
Are you incarnating every day of your life?
Yes.
When you wake up in the morning, do you incarnate to a new day?
Yeah.
You reincarnate to a new day. Now, how many times have you been born? How many times have you woke up in the morning?
Wow. Billions.
Well, only so many times. Because there's only so many days you've been around this time. But is that the only time you've been around?
No.
What do you do when you wake up to a new life? What do you do when you're incarnated new?
I greet the day or the moment with a happy heart.
What do you do when you wake up to a new day and a new incarnation, Ingeborg?
I check it out what I want.
You check it out for what you want?
I control to see if it is that what I really like to be.
By your mind, you have already created it to be what you want it to be.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's right. But you see, you don't check it out to see if it's any good. You have created it. Now, if you didn't do your work before you went to bed at night, then your morning can be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Before you go to bed at night, you put the cause in motion for the day that you're going to have, and the day that you are having, and the sleep that you have. Now, how do you do it, Miss Sylvia?
Well, I wake up and Sylvia? Affirm it as the greatest day that I have ever lived.
True, true, true. Wonderful. And what do the other days that you have lived think about you calling this the most wonderful one you've ever lived?
They don't care. They are done.
They don't exist.
Well, they're never done.
No, I mean,
they don't care about what you call everything in your life.
No.
But they do care if you say they're done.
No, I
because
mean...
Because then they're no longer in your world,
me,
they can't
the day,
come up.
The day that I am awakened to, that's all that exists.
That's the one you live with your whole
right.
heart and your whole being. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. And you have the right to do that.
Yes.
Now, Ellen, read our essay from the boy in the monastery. Without side comments. And read it loud and clear.
This is the sixth lesson of the Illumination course, which is the postgraduate course of the University of Healing. And the title of the lesson is A Teacher.
And
the question...
The question asks for 100 words, right?
And the question asks for 100 words. And the essay question is, describe a school for educators who are masters. Here's his answer. There is a school for educators who are masters, which I know very well. It is located in a gated community in South Florida. The dormitories where the masters live are of a most exquisite architecture. The perfectly manicured landscape surrounds a beautiful lake where birds of every species and fish interact. There's a wonderful dining hall where 3 meals daily are prepared for the masters. In this great big school, I and many other masters practice being God. The appearance world has other names for this particular school. Some call it FCI Miami, Federal
Correctional Facility.
I call it my monastery. 100 words.
Now, what did you find so interesting in his essay?
He had to write an essay about a school for educators. And he just went right to himself, seeing his environment as a perfect reflection of himself. He says, I'm a master and everybody around me is a master because a master sees another master. So he went just right to himself and to his environment and wrote the most charming essay.
Now, what will happen to him when he goes to his next dimension? And I don't mean death. What is going to happen to him when he goes to his next dimension, when he leaves that school and goes into other activities?
He lives in this awareness.
Will everywhere he goes become an extension of the school?
Yeah.
And what will he learn? What will he reveal?
That he's surrounded by masters.
In every area, in every place that he goes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that's a beautiful awareness?
Oh, beautiful, just beautiful.
And do you think you could do that?
I am doing it.
Do you think that our monastery here in Campo, California, could cut the mustard with the exquisiteness of his monastery?
Yes.
Why?
Because I'm a master and I see another master.
Because this monastery is the absolute monastery, and in it we all see ourselves as masters and everyone else as a master too. Pretty nice, huh?
Nice.
Is that a good incarnation?
Yes.
Reincarnation usually means to come back again. And unfortunately, there is no such thing as reincarnation in this entire universe because of one little thing, you don't remember your previous incarnation if it is one where you are on another absolute level of consciousness. If you just move from place to place in your dimension to dimension, even there you don't. Like I told you about my wife, we had newspapers in various communities, and every time we'd sell our newspaper and go somewhere else and buy another newspaper, we'd have a new group of people we dealt with. and my wife always wanted to stay friends with all the friends she made at every previous place that we lived. And I said, there are not enough hours in the day to do that. And you can't keep posted on them, you know. And after a while, she learned to let them go. But you see, you have to let them go. And when you let them go, you live in the now. And when you live in the now, as far as you're concerned, there is no other time, space, or dimension than now. And that's a beautiful thing. Mm-hmm. Now, is there anything any of you want to add to that?
No, thank you.
I thank you for this clear explanation, because before I heard people saying, yes, you can.
Now, we are not interested in what people said before. If this explanation is meaningful to you, accept it now, with
yes.
no relationship to the past. Because there are books written on reincarnation by people from India, people from the Catholic Church, people from the Hindu, and people from every dimension you can imagine. And all of them have a little different swing to it. And that's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine. But never do we disapprove, or never do we think that any one of them didn't quite get the message like we have. If that's what we think, we're going to have some heavy thinking to do. So, have a nice evening, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.
Love you.
I love you.